54 DJW, I'm mobile.
WKQ 4 QHV.
HV, W4 DJW. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Dave, how do I sound now? I'm on my base station.
Could be where I am. I hear some white noise, but you're 100% readable.
I went back and listened to some of the repeater logs, and I've had some people tell me that I was overdriving the mic on my mobile rig, and I think that's just my mobile rig. I went through the manual, and I looked at all the settings for mic gain and whatnot, and it doesn't really have a mic gain setting. It's got one setting where I can change it from narrow to wideband, and it typically transmits in wideband. And so I've already tried that and got kind of the same sound quality report from people. But, yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
Probably the best thing to do is what you did. Go check the repeater recordings to hear yourself, because it's all subjective. Everybody's different. No two people are exactly alike. And their locations and their antenna to receive are all different. So you can get 100 different reports. I've heard many people in there saying, man, you got a horrible signal. Somebody else comes in and says he's 100% full scale and full quieting. So you did the right thing. Go listen to the repeater recordings and you'll know for sure.
Yeah, so I have a pretty good feel now that the quality that's coming out of that mobile rig is just not really what I would like to have. In my opinion, it's pretty bad. I could almost not copy a lot of the stuff I was even saying, you know. So I'm trying to figure out what to do about that.
You. It was a little bit hard for me. Apers was throwing out position reports, and it was a little bit difficult for me. But my hearing's not that good, and if I don't have my hearing aids in, I'll probably ask you what, even if you have a good signal, which says sometimes, you know, my wife gets tired of that. She's like, go put your hearing aids in. Anyway, just so you know, I am second in line for the first window at the drive-thru, so if I just don't come back to you, you'll know I'm ordering W4DJW.
Hope you're going to get some good breakfast there, wherever you happen to be. So the other day when we were talking last weekend, and I was in Greenville, actually, and so I think I have a much better shot to the repeater up there. How would you say it sounded?
Hard shot through Paris Mountain to get to Caesar's Head. Greenville, it's got a lot of buildings and stuff anyway. So there are some people that just depends on where you are, right? I remember when I was going through Charlotte sometimes, I could hear this repeater in Charlotte. And as I went by every telephone pole, it would fade out and fade back in as I passed every telephone pole. So just keep that in mind. But so far it's been, I mean, you're comparable to me. It's not always ideal like it is right now. It's very easy listening, armchair listening. But it was copyable back then. Didn't stand out as remarkable, didn't stand out as difficult to understand, either one.
Well, that's good to know. I'm going to go back and listen to this recording a little bit later and see how it compares to the mobile rig and maybe think about, you know, I've got that magnetic mount kind of in the corner. It's got maybe 12 inches of roof around the whole thing there, but I think maybe if I put it in the middle of the roof, it might be a little bit better. I'm not sure.
Third was when I had to turn the volume down because I was ordering. Last thing I heard was as I compared it to my mobile rig.
Yeah, what I was saying was I'm going to go back and listen to this recording later and compare it to the mobile rig and see kind of what the quality difference might be. Does it sound like I'm overdriving the mic right now?
No, but it did this morning. It doesn't now.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm trying to eliminate is that sort of overdrive sound that's coming out of my mobile rig. I don't know there's anything I can do to fix that.
That was ideal for his ATV. It was a little tiny thing, KN4 VWA. Steve had one that was really tiny, and so it was ideal for putting in his ATV, but it had the same problem. And all he would do is just move the mic further away from his mouth and found the right distance from his mouth, and that worked.
To Patrick, KO4HKX, the other day, and we were trying to figure it out, and man, I had the microphone in my lap. It was a good 24 inches from my mouth, and he was still reporting, you know, no change in signal quality as far as the overdrive sound goes. So I think it could be something that's with that microphone.
Thing that can make it sound like it is, and I don't know what kind of radio it is, but when you're on FM, You're talking on both sides, lower side and upper side. You're talking, but if you get like 5 KC off of the center frequency, it starts sounding like you're overdriving sometimes. It might be the, I don't know if that's crystal rig or synthesized or what, but it could also be that. It just depends on what kind of radio it is.
Elenco TX-135 Mark III. I don't even think you can buy them anymore. I picked it up off of Roland, if you remember him.
Yes, and not sure what those... I know Elenco didn't have a really, really good... I mean, when you talk about audio quality, you talk about ICOM and Kenwood. and sometimes the newer Yaesus, but most of the time it's ICOM and Kenwood. Elenco was probably last on the list to talk about high-quality audio.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking, and it's an older radio, so maybe it's just not as good as it used to be.
Well, I got some 50-year-old Kenwoods that sound as good as the radio I'm on now, and my dad bought them new, and I just put new vinyls in them and fixed the display, and they worked for a while. One of them quit, the other one's still working, but the older they get, the more trouble they're going to give you.
Using at the moment
anymore. It's called a Yaesu 350R. They replaced them with the 400s. It's not a color display. It's a monochrome display, but it'll do different colors of monochrome, like yellow, orange, purple, green, that kind of stuff. But it's all one color, and it's not touchscreen. But it's in fact the predecessor, but it's monochrome, and it's a smaller screen. And it is dual VFO, so you actually you can receive on two different frequencies at the same time.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever used it as a crossband repeater?
It came with this little clip. It's got a place to put the clip that you just clip on your collar. And when you go in a building, you clip that on. And if you just press it and talk, it'll crossband repeat from that little clip that clips on your collar out to the vehicle and up to the repeater and back. So it goes from 70 centimeters to 2 meters and back.
That mobile rig I'm looking at, I would like to try that.
It's handy if you do a lot of talking from inside of buildings. I don't do that much. The only building I talk from where I'm inside is the shack, the ham shack, and it's got plenty of radios in it.
So what you doing for breakfast? Or, I guess, what are you ordering at the restaurant there?
Thank you. Have a good day. I had to go pick up. So my dryer vent happened to be so full of lint. That's what I was working on earlier this morning. It's so full of lint that when I went in there to clean it, there was holes in the bottom of it from rust. So I had to go back up to the Home Depot and get some top pipes and replacing the whole vent tube from the house all the way out to the outside wall. And my wife said, why don't you just stop by McDonald's and pick us up an Egg McMuffin on the way back? So that's what I'm doing.
HV with W4DJW. Yeah, I love Egg McMuffins. You know, they're one of the few, I guess, fast food restaurants that still cracks an egg. And I love that, you know. And that English muffin is just really good. I went to Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast this morning. They're doing a deal where you get a medium coffee, a hash brown, and a breakfast sandwich for $6. So, hard to pass that up.
In an Egg McMuffin person, I get a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I'm good with that. And the hash brown and the orange juice and all that stuff. But I've never been a Dunkin' Donuts fan. I've always been a Krispy Kreme fan. So it's hard for me to eat Dunkin' Donuts. And then tried to get used to the coffee, but I never could. And about the time I was trying to get used to Dunkin' Donuts coffee, Starbucks came out, and that was the end of that venture.
But you know what, Dave, I'll be honest with you. That coffee I got from Dunkin' this morning was... I can't really get used to it either, man. I've had 2 cups of their coffee in the past couple weeks here and wound up pouring that one that I got this morning out in favor of making my own cup.
Starbucks all the time. I used to work from home, and at the end of my shift, or whenever I could get off of the phone, I would make a trip from home to Starbucks. That was my rite of passage from working to non-working was to leave home, go get my Starbucks, and drive home. That was my drive home from working from home.
Yep. I worked at home the past 8 years, you know, and only until recently have I been having to drive into the shop and office every day. And so, yeah, making that transition kind of flips the switch, you know, and I just used to get up and leave the office and go play with the dogs outside for a little while and call it a day. But, yeah, I could absolutely see how leaving and going and picking up something from a restaurant or grocery store could be like your commute, essentially.
I worked from home the last 15 years. 10 of it was at a bank in Charlotte, so I didn't have to go. Well, I did have to go into them once a week. On Wednesdays, I'd go in for the last 10 years. And then 6 weeks, or 6 years after that, I left them to go to Bank of Japan. I left Bank of America to go to Bank of Japan. And it was my office. I had an office. I had two offices, really, and they were over in one in San Diego and one in L.A., and I probably went to those twice a year, maybe for 6 years, and that was it.
Enjoying this conversation, but my wife has gotten into rock hounding recently, and we were running a tumbler, and she just opened up and checked on her rocks, and the second bin that she opened, it exploded, and not literally exploded, but when she opened, it popped and shot a bunch of stuff all over the place, and I'm going to go help her get all that cleaned up. So this is KQ4QHV. Hope you have a great day and a wonderful weekend. 73.
All right, Nick. Good luck with the cleanup. KQ4QHV, W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, KF4NXY.
Hi, W4DJW. Well, how are you kicking?
I'm really kicking. I'm moving slow, but still moving. I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots.
Well, that's the same here. I'm still kicking too, just not quite as high. good to hear you on the radio. I haven't heard you in a long time. How are the birds?
It's same old. Got to get my A1 fee down so I can get a back procedure. A gadget implanted to come. It is kind of invasive, almost like a pacemaker, but anyway, it's supposed to help a lot with the back pain, so, but it's a few weeks off because my A1C was like 9.2 and they wanted below at least an 8, so gotta watch what I eat for a while.
Got to go in and have that done, but usually after you get something like that, you're 100% better, so best of luck. I hope it turns out really good for you.
I did a trial run with one that, you know, they just kind of had take to me, and it worked pretty good. It helped a lot, so I'm kind of looking forward to this. You know, it's going to be, you know, unpleasant, you know, to put it mildly, having it installed, but after get all that done, I think I'll finally get some much needed relief.
I know that's difficult to go through. I've been learning that myself. There's no gain without some pain. It seems like as older you get, the more that applies. But, David, I am about to turn into the driveway here. I'm going to eat some McDonald's and then get to work on replacing the house vent for 25-year-old. Dryer vent that was clogged up. I'm going to knock that thing out as quick as I can. But anyway, good talking to you. Good hearing you on the radio. And it has been a while. Wish you best of luck if I don't talk to you again before the surgery.
It's been a while since I spoke to you. And good luck with that project. I know you got to, you know, them dryer vents, you don't want them getting clogged up and staying clogged up. That can be bad. Have a good one. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
I said hello as well. Good talking to you. KF4NXY, W4DJW, clear.